Good evening. I would like to call to order the Taney County Board of Adjustments Wednesday, December 18th, 2019, and it is 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Corey Robach.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Howard Kitchen.
Here.
Yes, you do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of public hearing procedures?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the December 18th, 2019 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. And the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulation adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you, Scott. I'd like to swear you both in, if you wouldn't mind. Would you mind standing? Do you swear to give honest testimony this evening?
I do.
Thank you. First item of business is review and action of the November 20th, 2019 meeting minutes. Do we have any corrections or additions to the minutes? Motion to approve.
I would so move to approve without change.
Got a motion?
I'll second.
Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Minutes are approved. We will move on to public hearing.
To vote or abstain?
I abstain because it wasn't correct.
Yep.
Okay. Public hearing 19-08 and 09 for, so it's 429, and what's the other address?
435.
435, mm-hmm. Flat Rock?
Yes. So Robert Clement and Kevin Gross Didier are seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are specifically requesting a variance from the required 25-foot front property line setback. Robert's lot is number 66 in Phase 7, Emerald Point Subdivision, and he is seeking a 13-foot front setback variance, allowing for the construction of a single-family home to be constructed 13 feet from the front property line. And Kevin's lot is number 67 in the same Emerald Point, Phase 7. He is seeking a 5-foot front setback variance, allowing for construction of a single-family home to be constructed 5 feet from the front property line. This will still place the homes 25 feet or more from the curb of Flat Rock Road. The applicants are requesting the front setback variances due to the following: steepness of the lot and to be consistent with the adjacent homes. So staff recommendations for case number 1908V, approval of a front property line setback of 13 feet, allowing for construction of the single-family home on lot 66, Phase 7, Emerald Point Subdivision. Number two of our recommendations would be Division 1 permits will be required before construction begins. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed at Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And then case number 1909, same set of recommendations except on one, would be approval of a front property line setback of 5 feet, allowing for the construction of a single family home on lot 67, Phase 7, Emerald Point Subdivision. So here's our two lots, and I'll zoom out so everybody can get an idea where we are. 67, 66. This is the drawing that's provided, and I believe it's in your packet, showing how the home placement on each lot is proposed. So this is State Highway P that goes down to Big Bear. Graham Clark Road's to the right-hand side of the screen, and then Highway 65. Does everybody know where we are? Emerald Point? So I did some measuring from the tools. These lines actually seem to be real close to where the pins are. I'll show you some pictures of the pins. So these are somewhat southeast. This is lot 66, I believe. So this home is 15.99. I have physically measured it by walking down the drive, and it's 18 feet because I could see the pin. The home next to it's 21 feet from the front property line. This one's 13.63. I don't remember the date, but it's in 06, 07, something like that. It's before my time. So if we take the 5-foot variance request, that puts it 24.95 feet from the curb. And this one with a 13 puts it 25.98. And here's the actual plat showing 67 and 66. Here's some photos. You can see this flag is right next to the pin. And that location is right here. And then this one is looking to the southeast. You can see it right by the electric box. And then looking back, that pin is right in here. That measure is actually 24 feet from the curb, and the other one's 12 or 13. I think Kevin has that. And that's all I would have. I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Anything to add?
Not really. I mean, we're just trying to kind of stay consistent with what's out there. When we went to apply for the permit, that's when we found out that a lot of the homes out there are non-compliant, where when we talked to Scott, It's like we wanted to be compliant because we don't want to be one of the non-compliants. So we like to do the things the right way, and that's what we're here for, versus just going and doing something and asking for forgiveness later. So we're just trying to do it right. And I know it's confusing because it sounds like we're trying to build 5 feet off the curb, but we're not.
That photo shows the road isn't in the center of the easement.
No, it's 24 feet from here to the curb and then 24 feet from here to the far curb. So that means this lot over here starts 2 feet from the curb.
Are you Kevin or are you Robert?
I'm Kevin.
Okay.
And I'm building the house for us, and I'm building Bob and Lisa's for them also. And I build in the area, so.
Any questions for the applicant before, or do we want to bring up the individual first and get his feedback and then ask questions?
Scott, do you have, you went out and looked at this. What's the topography like for that? Is it the same as it is for the house to the west, though? Is that, yeah.
They go down, and the foundations, the drives and the walls for the garage will be better being that. Otherwise, you get that far back, you start getting, you know, engineered walls and the cost of it, too. So,
Scott, is it possible to show us the contours, the red grid lines that are...
Topography?
Yeah, the topography.
And we've had it staked, which I know a lot of them out there don't stake them, and obviously...
That whole thing's a hillside.
Yeah.
Were there variances given for those other houses?
Nope, I could not find any other variances. And
so they're non-compliant homes out there.
The call I received from someone in HOA was their assumption was everybody had to build 25 feet off the curb. And I'm like, well, no, 25 feet's always been from the property line.
We're trying
and there's
to
a lot of
right
homes
way.
That are 25 feet from the curb. I went around and I noticed, but I just chose those three close ones.
Yeah, and there's people that have put walls right up within 2 feet of the curb. And
but I can measure any of these that anybody would want. But
Kevin, I understand correctly, you actually build the house yourself? You're the builder?
I am the builder, yeah. I build houses in there. I've been
Is
down
it
here.
Is it feasible to meet the setback? You say you can't even build it, or just
you know, it wouldn't make sense for me to do it, really, because when you start getting that and tall walls, it's just, I mean, it's that, and then the height of the walls too. I mean, you start getting that high, it's you gotta wonder if it's really worth it. But you know, I think we can put them in there and position them right to make it look right for the neighbors, and you know, that's what I'd like to see happen is. Everybody's happy. I know I've heard there's a lot of rumors in the neighborhood, but that's, you know, they don't know me. They haven't. So.
I'd make a motion to go ahead and.
Well, we've got someone that we got to listen to.
I guess. Are you guys ready for him?
Yep, we're ready. Yeah. Come on up.
Yes, thank you. I'm Richard Strubar. I have the place next door, 441. I've built a house. This is my home. I built about 4 or 5 years ago. We did the proper setback. And as you can tell, if he's allowed to come up here, this will be my view out my front door. I miss the Ozark.
And I don't, Scott, while you were out there, is that home look like it has the proper setback?
Yeah, it sets ways off the front. I didn't measure it. I can on the beacon.
No, that's fine.
Real quick, but.
I mean, it looks like it does.
Here would be.
Probably about right here.
And this is
here's the pin, but it comes over here to, of course, his side over here is not marked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just take me a jig.